Act. Relatives of another James Kirby have talked of their utter heartbreak. His cousin, Adam Maguire, has criticised the Israeli Prime Minister.
I was disappointed in Benjamin Netanyahu's response yesterday for not saying sorry. This should be a turning point now where aid needs to flow into those areas, and I think he needs to recognise that you just can't indiscriminately hit people that are trying to save people.
Israel's called the strike a tragic mistake following misidentification, which shouldn't have happened. Lib Dem leader Sir Ed Davey wants arms exports to Israel to stop. Officials are working to free more than 100 people trapped after Taiwan's strongest earthquake in a quarter of a century. At least 9 people are known to have died. 2 women have been charged after footage emerged of a toddler vaping on social media. The videos were reportedly filmed in Ayrshire. Police say a 12-year-old boy suspected of carrying out a school shooting in Finland has told detectives he has been bullied. A student, also 12, died in the attack in a suburb of the capital Helsinki yesterday. The defence team of the main suspect in the Madeleine McCann case say he's faced worldwide prejudice. Christian B, who's 46, is on trial for unrelated rape and sex assault charges. His lawyers say he hasn't had a fair hearing. Our crime correspondent Martin Brunt is outside the court in Germany.
The defence has been arguing that prosecutors here have been telling the whole world that Christian B is responsible for the abduction, if not the murder, of Madeleine McCann, very prejudicial of this trial.
And the moon is to get its own time zone. The White House has directed NASA to develop one by the end of 2026. That's the latest. I'm Anna Bates.
Ooh, what time is it of moon time then?
Thanks, Anne.
This is Phoenix FM.
Weather on Phoenix FM, proudly sponsored by SEHBAC, the award-winning home improvement company for windows, doors, conservatories and extensions.
Yeah, cloudy with outbreaks of rain, I'm afraid, this afternoon. Cloudy overnight and starting largely dry before outbreaks of rain, which may be heavy at times, arriving just before midnight. Feeling cool with light winds, a minimum temperature overnight of 7 degrees, and your weather for Thursday, a dry and bright start, bands of heavy showers and thunderstorms soon arriving, sharp showers and sunny intervals into the afternoon, cloud, rain and strengthening winds arriving overnight. Oh dear.
Weather on Phoenix FM, sponsored by SEHBAC, the award-winning home improvement company, proudly serving Essex for over 50 years. Contact us on 0800 444 444 or visit sehbac.com for help with your home.
Right, so a world party day. Are you ready for the second hour of 1, 2, 3 with me, Bob Simpson? Come on, let's go for it.
1, 2, 3.
Bob Simpson. 1, 2, 3. Oh, yes.
yes, that's got to be a party song, hasn't it? That's brand new from the Black Keys. Beautiful People Stay Higher. And we're going to carry on with the party music in just a minute. But I'm glad to say that my guest has arrived in the studio, John Allen. He'll be talking about Langdon Nature Reserve, the Essex Wildlife Trust, and their plant sale that they'll be holding at the end of May. And that's coming up in about 10 minutes. So right now, though, let's carry on the party.
Late at night, you and I, post fight, my life, last row, desert door, I'm on the floor, 4-4, I watch you walk away, it's just another day, don't need you to stay, no. I'm not afraid, I know I'll be okay, there's nothing you can say, oh. I just wanna dance alone, I ain't never going home, I just wanna dance alone, I just wanna dance alone, I just wanna lose my phone, I just wanna dance
Sia and Kylie Minogue and Dance Alone. Right, I think that's enough partying for a Wednesday afternoon, don't you? Right, coming up immediately after the break, I'm going to be chatting to John Allen, so stay tuned.
Are you looking for a reliable local travel agent to book your next holiday? At Not Just Travel Brentwood, we can book tour operators such as Jet 2 Holidays, TUI, Hayes Travel and many more. We package any type of holiday together with full atoll and APTA protection, giving you complete peace of mind. Visit our website, dinaandwarren.notjusttravel.com, and let us take away the stress of booking that dream getaway.
Need a will? Facing redundancy or an employment issue? Searching for some family legal advice? Seeking legal guidance for your commercial business? Or maybe you are moving property and are looking for an excellent conveyancer? Whatever the legal service, for life, business and everything in between, Pinny Telford Solicitors have it covered. Find out more online at www.pinnytelford.co.uk or call our Brentwood office on 01277 211 755 to book an appointment.
Do you have talent, but nowhere to show it off? Do you have stage fright? Our online talent show mobile app contest from the comfort of your home. Singers, dancers, rappers, comedians, download TK Talent Show and try to win a weekly cash prize. Winners can receive up to $100. All talent is welcome. Download TK Talent Show now. TK Talent Show.
TK Talent Show.
TK Talent Show.
Hi, it's Darren Mutu. Join me on Phoenix FM for Reggae Revival, the only place where you'll hear old-school roots rock, reggae, dub plates, lovers rock. Make sure you don't miss it. Every Wednesday, 10 until midnight, only on Phoenix 98 FM.
It's Reggae Revival with Darren Mutu on Phoenix FM.
Yeah, great show. Tonight, 10 p.m, Reggae Revival, if that's your kind of music. It's Bob Simpson on Phoenix FM. Now, Langdon Nature Reserve is the largest inland reserve managed by Essex Wildlife Trust. The Nature Reserve occupies some of the highest land in the county and has some commanding views and offers miles of excellent walks where abundance of wildlife can be enjoyed. At the end of May, they'll be holding a plant sale to raise funds for the Nature Reserve. And here to tell us all about that and more is John Allen. Welcome, John.
Good evening, afternoon, everybody.
Good afternoon. Thank you so much for coming along. So, first of all, can you tell us a little bit about the reserve and what it has to offer?
Well, the reserve, in fact, has a lot to offer. First and foremost, of course, it's a wildlife reserve. And the variation in wildlife is huge because of the geography and the geology and the history of the site. But apart from the wildlife, it's a huge attraction for walkers, particularly dog walkers. And also it has some immediate facilities at the centre. It's a brand new centre with a smart restaurant and a gift shop. And the shop also obviously sells things like nest and birdseed and that sort of thing. Yeah. It also has a conference centre. With its own little community garden, and it has a community garden elsewhere in the reserve.
Right.
And it has a Bishop's Potter trial for kiddies. So it has a lot to offer.
Yeah, it's a great place to visit. I have been over there myself, it's got a bit of history, isn't it? It's also the home of Plotlands. Can you tell us about Plotlands?
Yeah, the Plotlands, I mean, its original cause, if you can call it a cause, or beginning, was in the end, at the end of the 1800s until the 1900s, when the area was actually farmed. And there was a farm recession due to cheap imports from American grain and that sort of thing. There was a slump in farming.
Right.
And the land was purchased by investment companies who subsequently sold it off in small plots.
Okay.
For weekend getaways for, as it turned out, mainly sort of East End of Londoners, dockers and that sort of thing.
Okay.
And that's how it started. And it gradually grew, and between the two wars, it accelerated. And just after the Second World War, it became a thriving sort of shanty town, if you like.
Okay. Yeah.
But they did have their own sort of little shop, and even had a police station.
Wow.
But the roads were atrocious.
Okay.
And nobody says anything about the sewage, of course.
Oh, no. And, of course, people sort of built their own bungalows.
Oh, absolutely, and some of them were quite well built in the end.
Yeah, and there's at least one remaining.
Well, there's one called the Haven, which unfortunately is closed at the moment due to safety concerns.
Okay.
But you can, strangely, where the Basildon urban sprawl borders the reserve, in one or two of the streets there, you can see what were obviously original Plotland bungalows.
Okay.
And you can tell that from the sort of shape of the front doors and the leaded lights in the front doors and that sort of thing.
Yeah.
They've been extended beyond all recognition.
Right.
But you can still see that vest of the old Plotlands there.
Okay, they've got their own style.
Yeah, the vast area, not just the Plotlands immediate to the centre, but extended right across Langdon Hills.
Right.
Into what they call Monkswood, extended to the north of the A127.
Okay.
Or even vestiges of it at Crays Hill in near Wickford and Burstead.
Yeah.
And that's about the Plotlands phenomena extended and even up into Suffolk, I think.
Okay.
But the Plotlands is the last remaining vestige of it.
Okay.
We can see the outline of the old houses and the foundations and that sort of thing. So from that point of view, it's of historical interest, you know.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. So how did you get involved in all this? What happened?
Well, if you'd like to go back 40-odd years.
Right, yeah.
I joined the trust.
Okay.
And then shortly after that, we moved to Brentwood area and became involved in it on a minor way, on a volunteer basis. It was a much smaller organisation then and basically volunteer run. But as it grew, I did more and more. When I retired, I did more and more. So I eventually joined the local group committee.
Okay.
Became involved in the plant sale about 15 years ago.
Okay.
And I took over its running. It used to be held at Thorndon.
Right.
But then COVID intervened.
Okay.
And whereas Thorndon Park is a county park and the trust just has the franchise to run the centre, at Dunton we actually own the reserve.
Ah, right.
So I wanted to get down there so I could get involved in our own sort of reserve. And that
sure,
sort of,
yeah.
And I'm what they call a meter and greeter down there.
Oh.
One of these fancy modern names.
Well, you're very personable, so I'm sure that works well.
And I'm learning about the Plottons all the time, actually.
Oh, good,
and this interview is quite good because I've had to sit down and do a lot of revision.
Oh, well done. Now, you mentioned the local group there. That's the Brentwood, is it?
Brentwood and Billericay local group. It's
Of the Essex Wildlife Trust.
Yeah. Yeah. There are several groups over the county. Ours is probably one of the most active, and we've got a very active committee at the moment, even with two younger members on it that we've just...
Okay.
How about that?
Yeah,
and we hold regular evening meetings at Shenfield Parish Hall, which are all donation, and we hold walks, and we've got some walks coming up.
Yeah.
And obviously things like the Plants Are, which are fundraisers. We've just had a very successful quiz night at the Barzor Club.
I know. I was there.
You were there?
Yeah.
What, in the quiz?
In the quiz, yes.
Oh,
and
I
have to say, it wasn't the easiest quiz in the world for me.
Well, can I say it was set by a school teacher?
Oh, well. But no, it was very good. We had a very good evening.
Well, we thought it was a good venue. Yeah. Prior to that, we'd always held it at Shenfield Parish Hall, but this is much more cosy and comfortable.
Yeah.
Plus, you had the food laid on.
And a lot of people were at that.
We had 125 participants.
Yeah, really.
And raised about £1,000.
Fantastic.
And that, or most of it, has gone to a trust appeal for a reserve at Danbury, a fir tree appeal. We like to let people know where their money has gone, because we consider any money we get from local members as their money.
Absolutely.
And they
yeah.
should know what's happening to it.
Very good. So that raised a lot of money. You're hoping to raise a lot of money with your plant sale as well, aren't you? Tell us all about that.
The plant sale started probably in the early 80s in a small fashion at one of the very first open days at our Worley Reserve.
Right.
But it sort of was intermittent. And then a chap called Bill Tidmus took it over, and he did hold a regular one at our Hanningfield Centre, transferred to Thorndon, where I joined it, because I've got a history in gardening and landscaping anyway.
Right.
And I took over about 10 years ago.
Okay.
Well, more than that, 12, if you count COVID.
Okay,
so
yeah.
This is my 10th one.
Okay, very good.
And
so
last year it raised about £1,700-1,800.
Wow.
Plus we get ancillary sales from the evening meeting, other odd stores on there I do.
Yeah.
So it raised about £2,000.
That's brilliant. Yeah, so where do all these plants come from?
Well, that's getting more difficult.
Right.
There were sort of some regular suppliers, just normal gardeners. But I do have two enthusiast gardeners who've got big gardens.
Okay.
I get a lot of stuff from them.
Oh, wow.
And I still get some local stuff, but you'll find me lurking about in the cheap section of the garden centres and that sort of thing.
Okay.
Well, if I can find I can split up into four, and they're only costing me £2.
Okay. Yeah.
So I do that, and also I get a lot myself as well. So
right. Okay.
Basically, that's what it comes to.
So, are you asking for donations of plants?
Absolutely, and we're a bit short of donations this year.
Okay, so...
It's getting a bit late to actually dig up herbaceous stuff and that, but it's still viable in some situations.
Right. So if anyone out there would like to donate some plants in this very good cause, how can they do that?
Contact me.
Okay.
You can give them my details at the end, or you can drop the stuff off at the Langdon Centre.
Okay.
Just mention who it's for, what the plants are.
Okay. Well, you've timed it pretty well, just as people are preparing their gardens for the summer ahead. So what are the dates and times? When's it all happening?
Well, the dates, it's 25th, 26th and 27th of May, and the times are from 10 o'clock until 4 o'clock.
Okay.
The centre closes at 5, but we need an hour and that to tidy up, because we have to take some of the plants into a secure yard at the back and that sort of thing.
Right.
So, say, roughly 10 to 4.
Yeah. Okay, lovely. And I suppose it depends on what you get donated. Can you give us some idea of the range of plants that are likely to be on offer?
You're right, actually. Yes, it varies quite significantly from year to year. But this year we've got a lot of herbaceous stuff.
Right.
Not much bedding at the moment, but it's always difficult to tell because stuff comes in at the last minute.
Okay.
Not many stuff. I've got a lot of strawberries, if anybody's interested.
Right. Okay, yeah.
I've got more shrubs this year as well.
Right.
Which is interesting. And we've got things like, I've got a couple of splendid yuccas in big pots, for instance. and things like that. So you get the odd ball and specimen plant come in, and that's what it is. But it's very varied, quite honestly. And I try to get some more unusual stuff in for the plant enthusiasts. And
okay, very good. So you mentioned a couple of your donators earlier on. Have you got any regular donators you'd like to give a mention to, give them a shout out?
Well, the whole problem is, you probably realise, Bob, it's general data protection.
Okay.
And I don't feel I'm justified in giving names out without their permission.
Oh, fair enough.
And I haven't sort of approached them about that, you know. They probably wouldn't mind in actual fact, but
okay.
We had the trust is particularly cautious.
Respect. Oh, fair enough.
So
yeah.
Bear that in mind.
No, that's
fine. Okay.
I haven't actually got your contact details in front of me, but I will put them on the website later on. Yeah. Would you like to give them out now?
Yeah, my telephone number. I'll give you my landline because being old, that's the one I mainly use.
Okay.
So it's Brentwood, which is 01277, and that's 231305. And my email address is chainbridge. That's chainbridge 1009 at gmail.com.
Lovely. All right. Well, of course, we'll put all that up on the Phoenix FM website later on. So, and you'll be able to listen back to our conversation as well. So the plant sale is being held from the 25th to the 27th of May. I think you said 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. at the Langdon Nature Discovery Park, and that's on Lower Dunton Road, Basildon, SS16 6EB. So good luck with the sale, John. Hope you raise loads of money for the park, and thanks for coming in.
Well, it's my pleasure. Thank you for having me.
You're very welcome. Okay. That's John Allen.
Keep it selfish, but I'll take your pain. When you get weak, I'll make you strong again. When all is lost, I will comfort you. So give me your love, I need it. Give me your heart, I'm bleeding. Give me your love, I need it. Oh yeah, oh yeah.
That's Sigala featuring John Newman and Nile Rodgers and Give Me Your Love. Big thanks to John Allen from Essex Wildlife Trust for popping in there. If you missed any of that, it'll all be up on the Phoenix FM website later today. Right, it's time to do this.
Phoenix FM Travel News.
And things are hotting up. First, the good news, though. There were problems on the M25 anti-clockwise with long delays between Junction 27 and Junction 26. Pleased to say all lanes have reopened and it's recovering well there. The A12 southbound, there's a slow traffic approaching Kelvedon, Junction 23. That's due to an incident. Then in Harlow, slow-moving traffic on Edinburgh Way, the A414 between London Road and Howard Way. In Rayleigh, we've got slow-moving traffic on the High Street northbound between the Rayleigh-Weir interchange on the A127 and Crown Hill. Then to Canvey Island, slow-moving traffic on Long, that's the A130 westbound between Furtherwick Road and Canvey Road. And here in Brentwood, we've got slow traffic around Wilson's Corner on Shenfield Road, Ongar Road, Ingrave Road, and the High Street. Then in Chelmsford, slow moving traffic on Van Diemen's Road between Lady Lane and the Army and Navy roundabout, and also on Baddow Road towards the Army and Navy roundabout. More slow traffic on Springfield Road between Victoria Road and Highbridge Road in Chelmsford. On the A127 eastbound, Prince Avenue, there's slow moving traffic between Nestuda Way and Cuckoo Corner, and in Southend, slow moving traffic on Eastern Avenue, the A1159 westbound between Fossetts Way and Cuckoo Corner. Just going to have a look on my local travel map here. Nothing else really to mention other than there is a road closure on the A128 Ongar Road between Bentley and Fox Hatch. That's your travel. You'll get more with the delightful Joe Bailey on the Phoenix FM Drive Show after 3 o'clock.
My face is sick.
That's Ariana Grande doing very well with her latest song, Yes And. And it's time to look backwards a little bit now, because we're celebrating another birthday. This time it is the birthday of American singer Tony Orlando. Do you remember him? He was born this day in 1944. I guess that makes him 80. You might be more familiar with the band that he sang with, which was Dawn, and this was a massive hit at the time, back in the early 1970s. It's Tony Orlando and Dawn, and Knock Three Times. Happy birthday, Tony.
Hey girl, what you doing down there, dancing alone every night while I live right above you? I can hear your music playing, I can feel your body swaying. One floor below me, don't even know me, I love you. Oh my darling,
knock three times
on the ceiling if you want me.
Twice on the pipe
if the answer is no. Sweetness means you
meet me in the hallway.
Whoa,
twice on the pipe
means you ain't gonna show. On the ceiling
if you want me. Twice on the pipe
if the answer is no. Oh my sweetness means you
meet me hallway.
Oh, twice on the pipe means you ain't gonna show. If the answer is no,
I love you, I love you.
My sweetness means you'll
meet me in the hallway.
Twice on the pipe.
Oh, they don't make them like that anymore, do they? Tony Orlando and Dawn and Knock Three Times. Birthday, Tony Orlando. Now, I want to tell you a little bit about a new thing that's starting up in Billericay in a couple of weeks. It's a new weekly group, Weekly Billericay Walk and Talk. So, do you want to improve your physical and mental health? Local mental health charity Basil and Mind believes there's a link between your physical and your mental health, and their walk and talk groups combine both. They're led by trained walkers, attended by an experienced counsellor, and followed by refreshments and social interaction. The new group gives people the opportunity to meet like-minded individuals in an open and supportive environment. They're going to meet weekly on Mondays at 10:30 a.m. Walk outside for 60 minutes and then go to a local cafe for social interaction and refreshments. You're just expected to buy your own refreshments. You'll be in there for about 30 minutes. It's all happening at Lake Meadows in Billericay. Meet in the main car park outside the swimming pool, and it's all going to begin on the 15th of April, so that's Monday week, at 10:30 a.m. and run weekly for at least 2 years. Basil and Mind has a grant to run this group free of charge to participants, and they only ask that you buy your own refreshments. If you'd like more details of that, you can contact them on get me teeth in, volunteering at basbond.org. That's the new weekly walk and talk. Billericay, a nice little walk and a nice cup of tea. Now, last week I played a bit of Ian Dury, Clever Trevor, and I enjoyed it so much, I'm going to play another one. This is Hit Me With Your Rhythm Stick.
In the deserts of Sudan and the gardens of Japan, from Milan to Yucatan, every woman's, every man. Hit me with your rhythm stick. Hit me, hit me. Je t'adore, ich liebe dich. Hit me, hit me, hit me. Hit me with your rhythm stick. Hit me slowly, hit me quick. Hit me, hit me, hit me. In the wilds, the vineyards of Bordeaux, Eskimo, Arapaho, move their body to and fro. Hit me with your rhythm stick. Hit me, hit me. Das ist gut, sehr fantastic. Hit me, hit me, hit me. Hit me with your rhythm stick. It's nice to be a lunatic. Hit me, hit me. Hit me, hit me, hit.
Jones got run down. Headlights of death and soul. They tell of tomorrow.
We like to play a little bit of everything on this show. Today we've had from Doris Day to the Jam and down in the tube station at midnight. And after the break, I'm going to play you a bit of Stevie Wonder. So stay tuned for all that, because there's more to come. Okay.
The elements influence us each year, whether it's heat in summer or cold in winter. At JWD, we can take care of all your heating and air conditioning needs at a reasonable price, with finance available through our partners Can-Do, if required. Our engineers give their promise to be clean and tidy, whilst carrying out works to the highest standard. Give us a call on 0777 609 239 or visit our social media pages at JWD Heating.
Want to get the home improvements you've always dreamed of without breaking the bank? Thanks to SEHVAC, you can now transform your home for less. We're offering up to 40% off our extensive range of high-quality windows, doors, conservatories, extensions, plus 2 years interest-free finance available. Get the inspiration you need and breathe new life into your home at a price you can afford by visiting your nearest SEHVAC showroom or SEHVAC.com. Terms and conditions apply.
Could you give the precious gift of time? Our St. Francis Hospice charity shops urgently need more volunteers. By volunteering at our shops, you'll be helping us to make a real difference to local people that need our experienced care. You'll also gain new skills and make new friends along the way. Apply to volunteer in our shops today. Go to sfh.org.uk/volunteer.
Join me, Joe Bailey, on Drive weekdays 3 till 6pm with local events, Drive live sessions, classic and latest hits, independent artists, requests, features including guest the intro, interviews.
Hello.
Buzzing.
Hiya.
Thank you.
Hello.
Hi, Joe. 3 till 6pm on Phoenix FM. See you there.
Blast it.
took my breath away a little bit there. It's like Joe can't breathe to this.
1998 FM. This is Phoenix 98 FM.
Song from Stevie Wonder there, and isn't she lovely?
Phoenix FM's events guide, sponsored by Bradler Galleries, pictures for pleasure and profit.
Right, coming up on Friday week, Friday the 12th April, it's the Big Cheese Comedy Night. Now, I went to the last one of these, and it was an absolute scream. Completely recommended by me. It really is a great evening. Now, it's happening at Billericay Town Football Club, the new lodge, Bluntswall Road in Billericay. And this time there'll be performances from Fiona Allen. Now, she was one of the three ladies in Smack going back quite a while now on Channel 4, I think it was. Also, there's Misha Hall, Louis McLean, and the evening's host, Joss James. Tickets are £15. It's an 8 p.m. start. You can get more information on that by going to the Phoenix FM website, phoenixfm.com, and clicking on local events. That's Friday, the 12th of April, Friday week, the Big Cheese Comedy Night at Billericay Town Football Club. Fantastic. Get along.
Phoenix FM's events guide, sponsored by Brandler Galleries. Visit us at 1 Copfold Road, Brentwood, or call on 01277 222269. Pictures for pleasure and profit.
Now, what have I got for you now? Only the best singer in the entire world. It's Barbara. That, but I've got to interrupt you, Barbara. Sorry about that, because it's nearly time for me to get out the door and leave you in the very capable hands of Joe Bailey. Thank you for your company today. I'll leave you with some Sugar Babes.
I'm caught up in the middle, jumping through the riddle. I'm falling just a little. tonight, cause everybody's making trouble. Someone's burst their bubble, but we'll be getting by alright. I'm caught up in the middle, jumping through the riddle. I'm falling just a little tonight, cause everybody's making trouble. Someone's burst their bubble, but we'll be getting by alright. Sooner or later, this drunken elevator's gonna stop where I'm supposed to be. It's 10 past 11, I'm halfway out to heaven, but I'm stuck in reality. Life's kinda funny, not in it for the money, but I know that I've got to pay. Love's gonna get you, but only when I let you, and I don't wanna turn away. See the toys that the girls want the boys to be. And why can't the girls see the world that the boys want the girls to see? Yeah. I'm caught up in the middle, jumping through the riddle. I'm falling just a little too high, cause everybody's making trouble. Someone's best at bubble, but we'll be getting by alright. Midnight is on the low, no phones, no signal flow. We're speaking all in code to get to the place we know. Sweat running down my back, I'm wearing leather black. Falling into a trap, there is no turning back. I got my ladies with me, fellas get food and freaky. But we gotta keep them tame, cause we don't wanna play that game. Everybody from the block needs to break free tonight. It ain't a weak-ass party, buckle up, enjoy the ride. What you see and what you hear can never be exposed. Acting out of character is everything we know. I'm caught up in the middle, jumping through the riddle. I'm falling just a little, cause everybody's making trouble. Someone's burst their bubble, but we'll be getting by alright. I'm caught up in the middle, jumping through the riddle. I'm falling just a little tonight, cause everybody's kinda tender, my body's tired. It's freaky, but I'm ready for this bumpy ride. Everybody's tripping, it's all insane. But the voices in my head are saying it's okay. Trying to slow it down, I race again. Gotta keep it cool to avoid the crash. Adrenaline is thin and it's starting to show that I've moved it on, cause I've changed the flow. Caught up in the middle, jumping through the riddle. I'm falling just a little tonight, cause everybody's making trouble. Someone's burst their bubble, but we'll be getting by alright.
On the hour, across Brentwood and Billericay, this is Phoenix FM.